Good morning, high pressure that brought us the fantastic weather weekend across interior New York and New England is now giving way off the eastern seaboard. Still, the dry air associated with this high pressure is going to help us out today. Plenty of clouds working their way in from the Ohio Valley and western parts of New York and Pennsylvania with a weak disturbance that's riding through the Ohio Valley. A lot of these clouds are producing showers off to the west, and some of them are even creeping into the eastern part of New York and New England. Most of the showers this morning will be light and spotty, although a few heavier bursts of rain are starting to show up, particularly in the southern Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley. As these showers head to the east, they will tend to dry out, but some folks may get wet for the morning drive. With this disturbance passing through during the day today, we'll have plenty of clouds to talk about during the afternoon, and this will keep our temperatures short of our highs yesterday when we made it into the 70s. We'll look for readings in the mid-60s today. We'll continue with mostly cloudy skies tonight and scattered showers back into the mid-40s. What's left of that disturbance will move through tomorrow with some clouds. We'll get some sunshine mixing in, and it should be a dry day with highs back into the mid-60s on average before we dry it out even more on Wednesday as that high that got pushed off to the east backs into the region again, keeping it mainly dry not only on Wednesday but for the rest of the week. So with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll go into the upper 60s on Wednesday, near 70 on Thursday, and back into the upper 60s on Friday. The long-range forecast for the weekend looking nice right now with partly to mostly sunny skies for both Saturday and Sunday and highs reaching into the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from far northeastern Kansas across northern Missouri, eastern Iowa, and southern Wisconsin. Daytime heating will allow for increased destabilization of the atmosphere, and forcing late in the day will be mainly due to speed convergence on the nose of a low-level jet stream, which will increase to over 30 knots. The result should be an increase in storms from far northern Missouri into Iowa, northwestern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. Supercells capable of large hail and damaging winds are possible. Winter weather advisories are in effect above 3,500 feet for the west slopes of the north and central Cascades for snowfall in the range of 2 to as much as 8 inches today. Meanwhile, a high wind warning is in effect for the northern Rockies of Montana. Wind gusts of up to 65 miles per hour are possible, especially across the higher terrain. Finally, the ongoing river flooding in the Midwest. Flood warnings remain in effect for the Red River in North Dakota and most of the mid and lower Mississippi River into the new week. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Ann Arbor, Michigan at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Toluca, Mexico at 8:03 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 34 degrees with a southwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 32, 45% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.20 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 20 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, lower 60s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 57, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.44 inches for the month, which is 51 hundredths below normal, and 8.06 inches for the year, which is 2.89 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 551, that's 55 above normal, and 6,048 for the season, which is 321 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888, and the record low, 27, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:54 p.m., 14 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy tonight, still the risk of a few showers and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered shower today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy tonight, still the risk of a few showers and lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs near 60. Cloudy tonight with a few showers around and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs right around 60. Cloudy tonight with still a few showers and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy tonight with the risk of a few more showers and lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more clouds than sun, mild and mainly dry in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mild upper 60s on Wednesday. Partly to mostly sunny Thursday and Friday in the upper 60s to around 70. And mostly sunny skies for the weekend with highs both days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.